Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Tracy Eden is here. Tracy is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, president, managing partner of Commercial Finance Group, CFGroup.net. CFGroup.net. He helps companies just like yours and mine get access to the capital that they need, especially asset-based. Tracy, thanks again for being here. As you talk to your clients, I mean, at this point in time, it is right now, this moment, this hour, we all need to be thinking about where are we going. Not how do we get through this, but where are we going? And what are you seeing? What are you hearing from your clients? What are you telling them to be thinking about, say, for the rest, just the rest of this year?
Well, I think the big hit's going to come revenue-wise for everybody this April and May. I think the big challenge is going to be how they kick this economy into gear. Is it going to be done by industry sectors? Is it going to be done geographically? Is it going to be done a combination thereof? But everybody's going to have a challenge getting, optimally back up to where their revenue number needs to be and was pre-lockdown. And it's going to take them being very decisive on their fixed overhead and managing the variable overhead costs and trying to, kind of massage their way up as business starts to kick back up. And that's the number one challenge. We've advised everybody, whether they need all this capital that's being offered or not, the PPP and the EDIL, take them. And then if you don't need it, utilize the PPP as much as you can. And you can always just pay the EDIL back if you don't need it, if you're lucky enough to get granted that. But I think what's important is to make sure that everybody's paid close attention to what kind of, as you referred to it, organic resources, internal capital, cushion capital that they can garner and squirrel aside for when things could potentially get a little bit more challenging. Because I think there's still going to be, certainly in the market, stock market, but I think in the small business market, things are still going to be a rocky road trying to get back up to some level of normalcy. And some of that's going to be driven by existing debt that they may have on, excuse me, Jim.
Yeah.
No, existing debt that they may have on their balance sheets.
Yeah, this is going to take a while to dilute all of this, to wash this through our system, no question. But I wonder, I can see the economy, I can see the engine getting cranked back up again, but I wonder about the consumer response to all this. This has scared the heck out of a lot of people. I mean, people are taking this distancing thing seriously, wearing the masks and all that. I mean, you think about our dynamo of an economy revolves around people moving around in restaurants and travel and
interaction.
That's exactly right. And when they're saying we won't shake hands for two more years, I think people are going to say, I know people are looking at their travel budget and their payroll and their physical plant budget right now, and they're saying, wait a minute, Zoom meetings weren't that bad. Maybe we don't need to travel across the country. I think those kinds of things are going to take a while to clear out. What do you think?
I wholly agree with you. I think I've heard some things are talking about restaurants opening up at limiting a 50% capacity. Can a restaurant make that work?
You can't. No, they can't.
Air travel, you're not going to see these overcrowded, oversold planes.
I don't want to be in the middle seat anymore. I never did really, but I sure don't want to now.
And then I think you're going to see other business models, you know, flywheel. Is that going to work? Yeah. People are going to be jumping in and with a bunch of people around them, you know, coughing and sweating and perspiring and all in a small room. So I think you're going to see some elements to the economy that are going to be permanently impacted as a result of this this environment.
And we also need to look for silver linings, right? Opportunities. There's going to be some of that going on, I think. Last thoughts.
I think you're going to see some businesses that nobody's ever thought of pop up as a result of this.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see the entrepreneur, the American entrepreneur, get really creative and even existing businesses come up with some good ideas and diversification from what they were doing. We're looking at it. How can we approach a company differently from a capital structure? So.
Thank you, Tracy. CFGroup.net.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.